You're listening to the Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show. Here's your host, Keith Blakemore Noble.
Hey, hello, welcome back. Welcome to another episode. In this episode, we're talking about phobias. As well as number one fear strategies, I often get asked about phobias. It's where a lot of my work comes from, is how I got started into this. As some of you will know, if you've checked out my backstory, it's how I got into doing all of this was because of my own phobias at the time. And it's estimated that about 4% of the world's population have a phobia at any given moment in time. That's a lot of people. Celebrities, of course, being people like you and I, are not immune from this. There are many cases of celebrities who suffer from phobias. And I thought it would be interesting today for us to take a look at a few of those. Not from a point of view of, hey, let's point and laugh at these people who have phobias, because let's remember, phobias are can be very debilitating. It's a serious thing. The reason we're looking at this is sometimes it can be interesting or even reassuring when we realise, hey, I'm not alone, other people have phobias. Even famous people, even celebrities, even big names have phobias. It can sometimes be reassuring to us. Helps us to realise that we're not alone, we're not freaks, we're not odd. It's just part and parcel of life. Anybody can, under the right circumstances, learn to be scared of something. A phobia is a learned response. We've covered this in other episodes as well. A phobia is a learned response, and any of us can learn them, including big name celebrities. So I thought it might be interesting for us just to take a look at a few big names who have phobias. Now, in each of these cases, I'm not giving any secrets away. These are people who have spoken openly about their phobias, either in books or in interviews or in other places. So all of these are celebrities who have spoken about their phobias, or in the case of historical figures, they're ones where it has been recorded about them. And again, as we go through this, just remember, phobias can affect anyone, and the important thing is anyone can, if they wish, completely conquer their phobias. Going to start with an interesting one. There's not one of the more common phobias, but antique furniture. Yep, you can have a phobia of literally anything. I helped somebody once who had a phobia of the colour yellow. Things yellow would send them into a panic. You can have a phobia about anything, including antique furniture, as Billy Bob Thornton has. He has said, I get creeped out and I can't breathe or eat around it. It's French, English, Scottish, old mildewy stuff, as he describes it. Old, dusty, heavy drapes, big tables with lions' heads carved into them. The stuff that kings were around. That's the stuff I can't be around. It's too big to be functional, and it creeps me out. That's what Billy Bob Thornton says about antique furniture. And yeah, so you can have phobias about absolutely anything. Animals are a common one that people develop phobias around. So we'll take a look at a few cases where celebrities have phobias around animals. One is Scarlett Johansson, who has a phobia of birds. She told New York Magazine in an interview that she is scared to death of birds. This particularly came to the fore after filming the 2011 film We Bought a Zoo. She says it's something about the wings and the beaks and the flapping. She's terrified of them. Interestingly, she went on to say that she was terrified of peacocks on set. But that's not the interesting bit. My apologies. The interesting bit is that her uncle is also scared of birds. Now remember, we've spoken before about how phobias are something we learn either by observing others or by experiencing it ourselves or by being taught it. certainly it's highly possible. And I don't know any more about it than you do. I certainly have not had the opportunity to talk with Ms. Johansson about it. But the fact that her uncle is scared of is also scared of birds means it's entirely possible she learned that phobia, she developed that phobia, she picked that phobia up from her uncle. Isn't it interesting how we can inadvertently teach others to be scared of things? Sometimes with a phobia, we can go to significant lengths to avoid encountering the thing that makes us scared. And that's true for Nicole Kidman and her phobia of butterflies. She recalled that sometimes she would come home from school and see the biggest butterfly you've ever seen sitting on perch on the front gate. She mentioned this to Contact magazine. When she saw that butterfly there, she would have to climb over the fence or crawl around to the side of that, anything to avoid having to go through that front gate and face the butterfly. Something as flimsy as a butterfly can invoke this sort of reaction. It just goes to show phobias, they're not, I mean, we know, those of us who have phobias, and I used to have 3 phobias before I got into all this and completely got rid of them. But those of us who have phobias or had phobias know that they are irrational. You know the thing can't pose you any harm at all. And yet still, it's so incredibly debilitating, which is why it's so helpful to be able to completely conquer your phobias. That's why I love helping people to conquer theirs really quickly. Cats. Who could be afraid of a cute, fluffy little pussycat? Well, the answer is a lot of people, and throughout history, there are records of lots of people who seem to be very, very scared, indeed phobic, of cats. Just some of the figures from history reported to have suffered from phobia of cats. Julius Caesar conquered huge parts of the then known world, terrified of cats. Napoleon Bonaparte, Mussolini, Alexander the Great. Even Genghis Khan was reputed to be scared of cats. William Shakespeare produced fantastic treasures of literature. Couldn't do it with a cat around. Terrified of cats. King Louis XIV of France, Isadora Duncan. So many people throughout history, and even to this day, terrified of cats. Even conquerors. Conquerors of huge parts of the world, terrified of cats. It just goes to show phobias can affect anyone, whoever you are, at any level. Often they're from things that we learned when we were young. Experiences we had when we were young can be really off-putting. And that was true for Oprah Winfrey. Her grandmother used to have a habit of sticking old chewing gum in rows on the kitchen cabinet. Ugh! Horrible, gross, yuck. This has such an impact on poor old Oprah. It really put her off chewing gum to the extent she actually developed a phobia of it. And her fear of chewing gum is so strong that apparently she has banned chewing gum from her studios. She even once threw out a plate which a guest had deposited some used gum. Such is her aversion to gum, chewing gum. All brought about by her grandmother's habit of sticking old gum in rows on the kitchen cabinet when Oprah was really young. Most of the time we have phobias, we've learned them, we develop them when we're very young. Clowns. Can't talk about phobias without talking about clowns. A lot of people find clowns freakish, scary. A lot of people have phobias about clowns. There's no doubt about it. It by Stephen King absolutely has a lot to answer here. That will undoubtedly have instilled a phobia of clowns in a lot of people. But deep-seated phobia of clowns has been recorded for a long time. It affects many, many people. Daniel Radcliffe is afraid of clowns. Sean Combs, otherwise known as P. Diddy, terrified of clowns. Johnny Depp, who's been in a lot of things, which might make you think, well, How could he possibly be scared of them? But he says that clowns scare him because they display an underlying darkness and they display a potential for real evil. And this he attributes to something about the painted face, the fake smile. That's what really sets him off. Because you can't tell what's going on there with the painted face, the fake smile, the unchanging visage. Hides a lot of potential, underlying potential darkness. And that's what really freaks Johnny Depp out. And many, many other people. There are, clowns is one of the more common phobias, it has to be said. So many people are scared of clowns, even before Stephen King's It. Even before Tim Curry terrified us all in their television adaptation of It all those years ago. We can have phobias of anything. Sometimes they can be quite strange ones. Coat hangers, for example. Kylie Minogue, pop superstar Kylie Minogue, has revealed in an interview with The Telegraph, she revealed that she has a phobia. She said, described it, she said, I have a hanger phobia. She doesn't like the way they sound when you put them in the wardrobe. So in her case, it's not seeing something, it's the sound that's made. Phobias, often it's something we see or think about. Sometimes it's something we feel, and we'll maybe touch on that, no pun intended, a little bit later on in the list. But sometimes it's the sounds that they can make, you know, like fingernails down a chalk blackboard. In Kylie's case, the sound that coat hangers make when you put them in the wardrobe is enough to really freak her out. She has a phobia about them, to the extent that she cannot hang her clothes up. Instead, she has to lay them all out in her room. Ah, interesting, interesting. Now, what else have we got? The dark. People can often be scared of the dark. Because we can't see what's going on in there. Certainly back in ancestral times, the dark could have housed all manner of things which are out there to kill us and eat us and attack us. So there's certainly be that sort of long historical race memory hangover about the dark. And it affects us even in these days. I mean, Keanu Reeves, Megan Fox, Katy Perry. These are just some of the famous people who have a fear of the dark. In 2010, Katy Perry admitted that she has to go to sleep with the lights on because she gets this fear that there's a lot of evil things that go on in the dark. She can't go to sleep without the lights on. Megan Fox says that I leave the lights on all the time. And if the light is off, I have to run across the room to get to that switch, to get the switch on. You can't get comfortable with the light off. Fear of the dark, it's a very common thing for so many people. We mentioned animals a little bit earlier. Let's return to the theme of animals. In this case, particular case, dolphins. Tyra Banks says that she has been afraid of dolphins. And interestingly, she says she's been afraid of them since she was about 8 or 9. And again, a lot of phobias develop when we're children, particularly at a younger age. That's where we learn to be scared of things. That's where the fear is instilled. She says that, poor old Tyra, she says she has dreams that she's in a pool and there are dolphins bumping against her and that frightens her. So phobias can be things that affect us, not just in normal day-to-day life. Even in our dreams, phobias can trigger nightmares for us. Not very nice. Not very nice at all. Excuse me. Now, I mentioned, remember we said earlier on, that phobias are often triggered by something we see. We saw in Kylie's case, it's the sound of the coat hanger is something which triggers her phobia. I mentioned also that it can be something we feel can also trigger phobias. Excuse me a moment. Sorry about that. And in Megan Fox's case, dry paper. Now, when she was on Jimmy Fallon's show, Megan Fox discussed her phobia and the impact that it has on her. She says that any paper which is unlaminated, she finds it really hard to touch. It would be that feel, the kinesthetic, the feel of it, enough to set off her phobias. Can be a bit of a problem when reading scripts, for example, as you might imagine. The way she gets around that is she always has a cup of water nearby so she can dip in her fingers before touching the paper so that it's not wet paper that's been, so that it's not dry paper on dry fingertips. An interesting way to help overcome and manage a phobia there, so that she is able to handle the paper, but she had to do that by making sure her fingers are wet. Interesting. Now, if we were to talk horror, particularly classic horror and suspense movies, a lot of names would come out, but if we're looking back into the golden age of Hollywood, the master of horror and suspense, Alfred Hitchcock is a name that's going to spring up, right? Absolutely nailed that whole genre, created so many films that scared, terrified so many people. You'd imagine nothing would scare old Alfred. Well, there was something which used to really scare him, really terrify him. Just before we explore that in a little bit more detail, I wanted to say hello and a special thank you to our sponsor of this episode. It's Grow Radio from Gary Jones. Gary's put together something pretty special with Grow Radio. It brings you a different podcast on the hour, every hour. Whatever your taste, you'll find a podcast in there that fits your tastes. And if you just want a bit of background, just have Grow Radio playing. You never know what you're going to stumble upon. And yes, both of my podcasts will be on Grow Radio, of course. Launches September 2022. Check it out, growradio.uk. Now, what were we talking about? Ah, yes. Eggs. It's true. Alfred Hitchcock told a reporter that he was terrified of eggs. The way he described it, that white round thing without any holes. Bit freaky, I guess. And have you ever seen anything more revolting than an egg yolk breaking and spilling its yellow liquid everywhere? This used to really terrify the master of horror and suspense himself, Alfred Hitchcock. We can be scared of anything. And it's not always rational. As I said earlier, and we said previously, phobias, we know they're irrational. We know the thing can't help us. And let's face it, an egg yolk can't hurt you. And yet, it's still enough to trigger these irrational feelings, which is why you should never be embarrassed about having a phobia. Which again is one of the reasons that we're looking at some of the phobias that famous people have, to help us get more comfortable with the fact that we can all have phobias. I mean, as I said earlier on, it's estimated that at any given time, around 4% of the entire population of the world have a phobia. That's a lot of people. A lot of people. Flying is, of course, a very common phobia. Lots of people have a phobia of flying. I've helped countless clients completely conquer their fear of flying. Fear of flying can have a massive impact on you. It's no surprise that a great many celebrities have fears of flying or have had fears of flying in their life. Jennifer Aniston, for example, John Madden, Tony Curtis, Muhammad Ali, Cher, Johnny Cash, Michael Jackson, Whoopi Goldberg, Aretha Franklin. Aretha Franklin's career was nearly ruined because in the early days she was unable to accept gigs across the world for a very long time. Such was her fear of flying, it almost ruined her career. Who else, for example? Let's see. Ah, yes. Travis Barker, drummer with the band Blink-182. He couldn't join them on their Australian tour because he'd have to fly there. And his fear of flying was so strong, he wasn't able to join his bandmates and fly out for their tour of Australia. Fears really can cause us massive, massive problems. Of course, they can all be conquered as well. These fears can be completely conquered, totally and utterly, if you work with someone who can help. I mean, I've helped countless people conquer fears of all manner of things, including flying and driving and snakes and spiders and heights and speaking and all sorts. So hey, if you're listening, Jennifer, and you want to conquer that fear of flying, get in touch. What else? Heights is another very, very common very common fear. And again, as you'd imagine, lots of famous people have a fear of heights. Woody Allen apparently was terrified of heights. Sheryl Crow can't stand them. Liam Neeson. Now, who would imagine someone like Liam Neeson finding anything scary? But heights, he can't cope with. Nor can Sheryl Crow. Somewhat ironically, Gustav Eiffel was terrified of heights. Didn't stop him building that magnificent tower, but just goes to show anyone can be affected by these fears. Zach Galifianakis, I hope I pronounced his name right. I can never get that name right. You know the guy. I mean, he has a fear of heights. His fear of heights is so strong that he had to miss a press event for his film Hangover 3 because it took place near Sugarloaf Mountain. That is how strong his fear of heights is. He wasn't able to attend a press event for his own film because of his fear of heights. Number 13. Triskaidekaphobia. Number 13. It's such a common fear, it has its own scientific name. Triskaidekaphobia, fear of the number 13. Many people throughout history have suffered from it. Many people do to this day. A former president of the United States, Franklin D. Roosevelt, suffered from a phobia of the number 13. Such was his phobia that he would refuse to travel on the 13th day of any month. And he would never have 13 guests at a table. Such was his fear of the number 13. We know it's a very common fear. In many buildings, they won't have a 13th floor. If you notice, it goes 11, 12, 14, 15. They don't have a floor numbered 13. It's not uncommon for houses to skip the number 13 as well, or even rooms in a hotel to skip the number 13. So pervasive is this fear of the number 13. We'll finish up with a couple more examples here before we finish up. Speaking in public is a thing which scares many, many people. Interestingly enough, Barbara Streisand, Marilyn Monroe, Sir Laurence Olivier, all terrified of public speaking. They were able to give amazing performances from stage, singing and acting and performing, but when it came to public speaking, they were terrified. Just goes to show that a phobia doesn't necessarily spill over into other areas of your life. And it also goes to show that it doesn't matter how confident or how good you are at particular areas of life, similar related areas can still cause you problems. I mean, who would have imagined Sir Laurence Olivier terrified of public speaking? There you go. Let's see. We'll finish with a couple. Spiders, very, very, very common phobia. Helped a lot of people to completely overcome their fear of spiders. Including the lady that I helped, who she was so scared of spiders, she couldn't go to the bathroom in her own house if there was nobody else in the house in case there was a spider there. Imagine that could be rather inconvenient. She's absolutely fine now, by the way. We completely conquered that in a single session. She's absolutely fine with spiders. Jennifer Lawrence and Justin Timberlake, however, both have a fear of spiders. If either of them want to get rid of their fear, get in touch. If you know either of those, connect us. We'll help them conquer their fear of spiders. I mean, Justin Timberlake's fear of spiders is so strong that he said he once had to call down to reception in a very upmarket hotel at which he was staying because he spotted a spider in his room. And he was so terrified of the spider, he had to get reception to send somebody up to deal with it. Phobias can affect anyone. Kevin Bacon. Kevin Bacon's partner is Kyra Sedgwick. Now, unfortunately, Kyra has a phobia of talking food. Talking food. So strong is Kyra's phobia of talking food that she has to leave the room if an advert comes on that has talking food in it. Interestingly, the reason I mentioned Kevin Bacon, her husband, is Kyra's phobia of talking food was so strong that Kevin turned down a very lucrative commercial contract with M&M's because he feared it would upset his wife for him to appear as a talking sweet. And one final one we'll mention, talking on the telephone. I know a lot of people can relate to that. A lot of people can. Helen Mirren is one such lady. She is definitely frightened of the phone. Her own words, "I'm definitely frightened of the phone." She said it makes her feel so nervous. She always avoids picking it up whenever she can. She describes the invention of the answer machine as amazing. I know so many people really do dislike strongly and are even scared of answering the phone when it rings. I mean, if you have, particularly with mobile phones these days, you have your phone in your hand, you're doing something, all of a sudden it starts ringing. It's like, "Oh, who's this?" And you stare at the phone until it stops ringing and it goes to voicemail. Yeah? Sound familiar? Happens to a lot of people, which certainly happened with Helen Mirren as well. So there we go. We've explored a few celebrities who have particular phobias. Again, not from any reason other than to show and share that phobias can and do affect anyone. And you can be scared of anything. So if you do have a phobia, first of all, do not be embarrassed by it. Do not be embarrassed about it at all. It's a perfectly natural thing to have. It just means you learned that phobia, usually when you were growing up. The great news is, yes, phobias can be cured, can be completely conquered. As I said, I've helped countless people around the world in the past 12 years to conquer so many different phobias, including conquering my own 3 phobias, which is how I got into all of this. And we've explored that in previous episodes. Hopefully you found this useful, you found it interesting. Give us a like, a comment, a share, a subscribe. Give us a review on the podcast platforms. That really helps. And, hey, if you fancy having a chat about conquering your phobia, get in touch or just browse the website, keithblakemorenoble.com, to find out more about other people who have conquered their phobias. Either way, thank you so much for taking the time to join us for this episode. I hope you've found it useful and interesting. And I will catch you again in another episode very soon. Until then, take care, look after yourself, and remember, when you master your mindset, you master your life. Bye for now.
You've been listening to the Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show. To find out more, please visit KeithBlakemoreNoble.com.